Listen again to these words that Paul writes from 1 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 13. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. And then verse 26. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. To God, all-loving Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We all have different reasons for being here this morning, whether online or in person. Our diversity, that thing we wondered about last Sunday, means that each of us answer the question, why St. Dunstan's differently from the other? This is very important to understand. It is important for us as individual members of this body of Christ to be able to look at the person sitting next to us or across from us or in the next box online on Zoom and recognize that they are not here for the same reason I am. What brings me to the parish is not necessarily what brings you to the parish. What I care about in the life of the parish is not necessarily what you care about in the life of the parish. Such an important recognition to make in a community. We are all different and bring different experiences and gifts and concerns and interests to this community. And no experience or gift or concern or interest is more important than the other. Being at this parish because of God's call to you to make friends, to socialize, to be together, to encourage one another in conversation and fellowship at coffee hour, please God soon, coffee hour, is as equally important to the call of God to come to this parish for biblical teaching and to listen to David talk for about 15 minutes, right? Being at this parish because of God's call to you to learn and practice new spiritual practices and enter into a process of Christian formation through, say, the Center for Spiritual Renewal or Messy Church is as equally important to God's call to come to this parish to serve others in the Thursday community meal or any other outreach program. As a community, it is not enough to pursue our own needs as spiritually hungry people, but to recognize and make space for others to pursue their needs as spiritually hungry people. And as we make space for one another, as we offer grace to one another, we grow into the diverse yet unified rainbow children of God who commit to pursuing the call of God on their lives while ensuring others can pursue theirs, and not out of some sort of anemic tolerance either, but out of a commitment to the other person who pursues Jesus differently from us, out of a defense of those who are different than us, out of an active graciousness, spaciousness toward those who are different from us. And we do this because, well, this is how God made us to be. As the body or the community of Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. When we are baptized, and just a moment to address that not everyone here may be baptized, I encourage everyone here who has not been baptized, whatever age you are, to come talk to me and learn why baptism is so important and so exciting and how you can participate in this foundational way. Give me a call, please, give me a call. When we are baptized, God's Spirit breathes into us in the same way that the great Spirit of God, the Ruach, the breath of God, breathed into the first humans in Genesis. God breathed into them and made them alive. So too, at baptism, God's Spirit breathes into us to reawaken us to the life that God has made for us. I like to think that in baptism, we use water to splash us sleeping humans awake so that we can become alive again and pursue a vibrant, restorative, whole life like God intended us to pursue. Here's a reflection from 1999, right? Baptism is that red pill that Neo takes in the Matrix so that he is woken up to the more real world that God has made, a world of justice, peace, and joy. Not being baptized is like taking that blue pill to stay asleep, to stay in a world governed by injustice, inevitable violence, and despair. When we are baptized, God's Spirit breathes into us and makes us alive to God's plan and dream and hope for this world that God has created. God's Spirit makes each of us alive to possibility, right? To hope, to reconciliation, to forgiveness, to those second chances. God makes us alive to compassion and to love, to joy, to peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and all the other gifts that God has prepared for us to receive as God's beloved children. Why, St. Dunstan's, why do we commit to this place each year? Because here we all, as a community, drink from the Spirit of God and stay awake to the promises God has made for this world to heal it and recreate it and hold it in God's ever-loving hands. Now, the thing about being awake is that when we are awake, we notice the real pain and struggles of this world. Being awake means I have to acknowledge other people and their pains and struggles and their ups and their downs. Being asleep is great because we can let things slide, right? We can ignore things. We can lay back and stare deep into our own eyes and forget about others and all the troubles that they are going through. Again, here is an invitation to those not yet baptized, but with a warning: being asleep is great. Being awake is tough. Being awake means we have to recognize we have an interdependent connection with this world and with one another. Being asleep, I can focus on navigating my own problems alone and creating a world around me that isolates me from suffering and from others. Being awake, I recognize I am part of a body, and when part of that body suffers, the rest of the body suffers with it. I suffer with it. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. We know this on a personal level, right? When I have a backache or a stomach ache, it's not just my back or my stomach that suffers. All the rest of the body compensates for the pain in one area of the body, and so the rest of my body suffers. Not to mention the effects our mental and spiritual health has on our individual bodies. We are spiritually in pain, and so we lash out, we're short of temper, or we deny hope and a future. We are mentally in pain, and so we think terrible thoughts about ourselves and even consider doing damage to this body. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. We know this on an individual level, on a personal level, don't we? We also know this is true of the church, the body of Christ. If a member of our community is going through a difficult time, a health concern, a death of a loved one, isolation due to pandemic or flood, loss of job, divorce or relationship, breakup, the rest of us suffer with them. This is a beautiful gift God has given us, the gift of compassion and empathy so that we can care for one another in present and practical ways. I wonder if you have experienced this in this community. I wonder if you've gone through a rough time and felt the support of this community through a phone call, a visit, a prayer, a helping hand. I wonder if you need this right now for yourself. As a parish, we are like a body made up of many parts. When one part suffers, we all suffer with it and work together with Jesus to heal and repair what is damaged. Why, St. Dunstan's? Because I have seen the energy of this community when it wakes up to another person's suffering. In baptism, God's Spirit breathes into us, splashes us awake so that we can acknowledge those around us and be the friends and helpers they need. And not to our community alone. Not just to those who sit within these walls or in the boxes on our Zoom account, but even to the whole world, the whole human body, the whole human community. When we are breathed awake by God's Holy Spirit in baptism, oh, if you've not been baptized, I invite you to this holy act. When we are splashed awake, we are given a new sight to see that the pain, to see all the pain and suffering of the entire world, to see hunger, homelessness, warmongering, isolation, the cycles of anger and violence, depression and hopelessness. We are given a new sight to see the world as God sees it, with incredible love, compassion, care, and concern. We are given a new sight that our hands start twitching and our feet get restless and our hearts start beating quicker until there's nothing we can do but cook meals on Thursday, open our homes to refugees, knock on our neighbor's door, stand up to racism, speak out against injustice, stand in the way of violence. Oh, the powers of this world that thrive when God's children are asleep will get angry when this happens. They always get angry when God's children wake up. They will call us bad names like social justice warriors, Sid with a sneer, and they will call us woke, right, Sid with derision, but we don't mind. Because God has placed us here at this time and has awakened us through the Spirit at our baptism. Oh, please get baptized to see the brokenness of the vast human body. And with our own local body of the church and in the power of our individual bodies, our hands and feet and mouths and arms, care for the suffering and needs of the world, knowing that if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. The great human family suffers if even one human is hungry or homeless or living in fear. Why St. Dunstan's? Because here we work together with Jesus to ensure that all of God's children will be free. One more thing about being awakened to the life that God has given us, because I don't know if I've made my pitch to become baptized or to renew our baptismal covenant, say, I don't know if I've made my pitch well enough. Maybe all this be baptized so you can see suffering and pain and the horrors of the world clearly is more of a reason not to get baptized. But remember this. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. Yes, this is true. But also, if one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Oh, the joy God has for this world. The future of celebration and honor God has for this world is incredible. As Paul wrote to another community afraid of being part of the suffering of this world, I am persuaded that the suffering and the work and the drudgery we experience at this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory, the marvelous joy that God will reveal in each and every one of our hearts, in our local communities, and in our world. The joy God has for this world, we see it, a little taste of it, in the banquet set before us, in bread and in wine. Oh, I see this joy when I drop in to visit the cooks at our community meal, and the laughter that is shared. I see this joy when I am invited to share in fellowship with local immigrants learning the English language at this parish, or the joy that they share. Why St. Dunstan's? Because this parish has had a taste of the joy that comes with being awake and ready to respond to this world's need in compassion and to serve together with Jesus, our joy and our delight. Amen.